Before you conceive, please do the Ayurvedic Panchakarma treatment. And during pregnancy, you must follow Garbha Sanskara, which tells you how much of what food to eat in which month, which allows the development of the brain, the muscles, the tissues, the lungs, the heart.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dimple Jangra. I'm your podcast host, and I welcome you to A Gut Story. This is a podcast, a platform where we're going to discuss healthy everything. A healthy body, healthy mind, healthy emotion, healthy energetics, and a healthy spiritual journey. We're going to also discuss stories of courage, grit, confidence, discipline, and patience that helped several people overcome tragic events in their life and physical trauma. And we're also going to learn from several natural sciences like Ayurveda, naturopathy, homeopathy, yoga, on how to reset our body back to good health and bring ourselves back closer to nature. Welcome to A Gut Story with yours truly, Dr. Dimple.
Five basic steps that I've covered in the book. One is circadian rhythm, understanding the position of the sun. Second is food pyramid. We need to eat more of fruits and vegetables, less grains. Always start your day with filling yourself up with 50 to 70% of your body and appetite with fruits and vegetables, and then grains and pulses, nuts and seeds. You know, we stay away from tamasic foods like non-veg, seafood, eggs, because they are inflammatory in nature, cause diseases, right? If you understand circadian rhythm, food pyramid, and combinations of foods to eat and avoid, Virudhaha, which is a very important chapter, to the point that when the book came back to me for the second, third edit and approval, I said, listen, I need to add one more pages and one more chapter. Would you allow me that? Usually they don't. I made a tabular column on the combinations of foods that you need to eat and avoid. If you memorize this, you know what happens is your subconscious mind is consuming all the information. Now with this bhagdor, with this rat race, it's very difficult for us to do an abhyangam every day or a basti every few months, right? So what we can do is become so conscious of the food on our plate that by just looking at it, your eyes will scan the food like all these Google glasses are doing. Your eye scans the food and says, this capsicum is not good for you today, your pitta is high. Like, see, we don't think before talking, right? We don't remember our mouth movements, do we? Like, apple kaise bolna? Abhi hum thodi yaad karte ki apple ka mouth movement aisa hai. Bachpan mein hume sikhaya gaya tha, now it's become part of our subconscious memory. Chapter 2 is called, It All Begins in the Womb. It all begins in the womb. Ayurveda says that your child's prakriti is determined at the time of being conceived. During pregnancy, you must follow Garbha Sanskara, which tells you how much of what food to eat in which month, which allows the development of the brain, the muscles, the tissues, the lungs, the heart. Different food contribute to the development of different organs, by the way. It's like honey, like milk, like ghee. And when the child is born, your postpartum health is completely covered in Garbha Sanskara. What to eat on the first day of the delivery, first 7 days, first 14 days, 2 months, usse baad Panchakarma treatment. And the child's diet is also very clearly outlined. You must start your children early on the subject of Virudhahar especially, so that when they're going to school, when they're going to their friends' homes, they don't end up eating wrong combinations of foods which trigger diseases. If you just teach them this basic life science, you're sorted. Your job as a mother is sorted, because we're all about survival. So you have to teach your child first how to survive in this world. Then uske baad aapke virtues, values, sab aapko inculcate karna hai. Once the child has reached the age of 5, the brain is fully developed. 70% develops in the womb, which is why we say read the Shastra, read the Vedic scriptures when you're pregnant loudly, because the child is listening. The ears are developed in the month 3. Third mahine se Abhimanyu could hear what his mother and father were talking. That's why he broke into the Chakravyuh. But his mother fell asleep when Arjun was explaining how to get out of the Chakravyuh. So you begin when you've conceived. You begin before you've conceived.
I think for the benefit of the others, if you can throw some light on Sattva, Rajas and Tamas Gun coming out of food, which only Indian Bharatiya Sanskriti science
understands
that.
How beautiful is it that we've understood the energetics of food 5,000 years ago, and Tesla came much later saying that everything in this world is energy, and Tesla has become a huge multi-million dollar business name, right? Tesla is gone. Elon Musk is minting money off his name, right? Energy or energetics of food was understood back in the day. Ekadashi fasting was understood back in the day. Now, sattvic foods are your foods like fruits, vegetables, grains, pulses, legumes, nuts and seeds that allow you to build your bones, muscles, tissues, teeth, nails and hair. Rajasic foods was included in our diet when the Kshatriya clan came and there were demarcations of the countries, people had to protect the countries. Rajasic foods are basically your heaty spices like cinnamon, cardamom, clove, ginger, pepper, star anise. They give you leadership qualities. They give you passion. They give you aspirations. Desires comes from Rajasic foods to lead from the front. Okay? We need some amount of Rajasic foods. Tamasic foods, even though it's considered bad, we also need that in small proportions. Now the Kshatriyas ate only Tamasic foods when they were on the battlefield, and when they came back home to the domestic life, they completely stopped the Tamasic diet and had only Sattvic diet. On the battlefield, they would kill animals and eat raw meat because it gave them aggression and anger to kill the enemy without a second of compassion. Tamasic foods are bad for us because we are not Kshatriyas, we are not warriors, we don't need to eat it. Okay? Now there are some Tamasic foods like pickles, fermented hair, idli dosa, dokla, they're all Tamasic in nature. Tamas basically creates inertia and rest in our body as well. When we eat only khichdi every day, we think we're better than the rest of the world. Our grandmother would put a dollop of pickle on your khichdi to bring you down to earth. Little tamas in a big bowl of sattva. Tamas is also rest and sleep and inertia. I used to think tamas is bad, tamas is bad, tamas is bad. Tamas by itself is a quality that we also need in our body. We need sattva, rajas and tamas, all three qualities. We of course need 80% sattva, 15% rajas and maybe 5% tamas. But what has happened right now? Gluttony, greed, carnal desires. The tamas has overtaken sattva, which is why we suffer. Fruits and nuts. Where do almonds, dates, prunes, walnuts come from? They come from fruits. They're dried fruits, so the fruit acids in them have become inactive. Fresh fruits have malic acid, tartaric acid, fumaric acid, citric acid, absorbic acid, which makes them very reactive with dairy products. Nuts is the most compatible food group with all foods. They mix with fruits, they mix with dairy, they mix with dahi, they mix with vegetables, they mix with your biryanis and pulavs. So when you eat fruits with a handful of nuts, a handful, always a handful, almonds, walnuts, pistachio, they're a powerhouse of protein. They actually prevent the sugar spike from the foods. And you start your day with fat, which is 1 teaspoon clarified butter, Indian desi ghee, in 200 ml of warm water. First start your day with fat and then fruits with nuts, not seeds. Seeds goes with plants. Seeds goes with vegetable salad. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the city's, you know, rush and brush, go on a mono diet. What it basically does is, eating the same meal for lunch and dinner every day for 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, 30 days. There was a point in time, I didn't realize I was doing this. This is way before I discovered these words. You know, I kept telling my mossy every time I was leaving for the clinic, she said, kya banao didi? I said, khichdi banao. She got so frustrated and I was wondering, why am I always asking for khichdi? What was happening is, the gut, which is a second brain, contributes to your logical, analytical skills and intuition. It contributes to the decision-making process. Gut is where your emotions and memories are stored, your intuition comes from. But the gut is so busy digesting complex foods on a daily basis like pizzas and burgers and pastas and Italian and Lebanese. You know, we've become slaves of our taste buds. We're constantly loading the gut with so much work, which is supposed to work only 2-3 hours a day. Now it's working 16 to 24 hours a day and it's still not done with its work. So it's not contributing to your mental and intellectual pursuits. When you go on a mono diet, the liver, which has a memory power of a goldfish, it doesn't remember anything. But when it sees khichdi every day in, day out, the liver's like, I know what this is. But when it sees new food, after a week of eating a pizza, you suddenly eat a pizza, the liver's like, I've never seen this before. The liver has to spend a lot of time calculating how to digest that complex food you've eaten. But when you eat khichdi, the liver only spends 10-20% of the time digesting, purifying that food before it enters the bloodstream. And 80% of its time is available for its main job, which is detoxification. The liver is the largest detoxifying organ of our body. So when you go on a mono diet of just moong dal khichdi, which is a great source of protein, carbs, you add some vegetables, fiber, you add some spices, you add some ghee, and you can have dahi on the side if you like, you know, vegan dahi or dairy based, good source of probiotics and prebiotics as well. That is a balanced meal. That is a balanced meal. So moong dal khichdi is what we put our patients on also when they do a panchakarma treatment. 8 days, eat only khichdi till you get so bored that you feel the khichdi is coming out of your ears and nose. Tab tak khao khichdi jab tak pak nahi jata. That's a great way of improving your intellectual capacities also, by the way. I've spent an entire lifetime chasing many, many gods like Lord Shiva, Lord Parvati, Lord Krishna. And then 33 years of practicing 5 different religions, I realized that your Atma is the biggest god, your Guru is your first god, and then comes everybody else, right? Jainism speaks about Ambil, and this has been documented by scientists around the world that you go on a salt-free fasting. It can reverse diseases in your body. If you do Tela, which is 3 days of fasting with just water and no food, you can reverse your cancer cells in the body.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, don't forget to leave a comment below so we can learn how to improve ourselves. Like, subscribe, and definitely share this with your loved ones, your friends, family, and relatives so you can become an influencer of good health in their lives. Until my next episode, here's wishing you unconditional happiness, love, forgiveness, kindness, empathy, compassion in everything that you do. Here's Dr. Dimple Jangra signing off.